Victory Church. This is Kendall Whittington, and I am the Associate Campus Pastor at the Edmond Campus, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today's scripture reading is found in Exodus 17, 1 through 6. Before we begin, take a moment to breathe deeply. Release any tension from your body. Clear your mind from distracting thoughts and set your attention on God's presence. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is read. As we go through the passage, pay attention to words or phrases that catch your attention and write them down. Again, we'll be reading from Exodus 17, 1 through 6. At the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually, they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water there for the people to drink. So once more, the people complained against Moses. "Give us water to drink," they demanded. "Quiet," Moses replied. "Why are you complaining against me, and why are you testing the Lord?" But tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They are ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people. Take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. I'll give you a few moments to write. What words or phrases stuck out to you? This time, we'll reflect on the passage. As I read through the passage again, make a note of what emotions stir up. What character in the story do you resonate with? At the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually, they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water there for the people to drink. So once more, the people complained against Moses. "Give us water to drink," they demanded. "Quiet," Moses replied. "Why are you complaining against me, and why are you testing the Lord?" But tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They are ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people. Take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. We're going to pause here to give you a moment to reflect. Again, write down any emotions that rose up within you and what character you were in the story. Thank you. as I read a third time, start a conversation with the Lord. What is He saying to you through this text? What do you need to say back to Him? At the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually, they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water there for the people to drink. So once more, the people complained against Moses. "Give us water to drink," they demanded. "Quiet," Moses replied. "Why are you complaining against me? And why are you testing the Lord?" But tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They are ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people. Take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. Now take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what He is saying to you and respond to Him. To finish, simply rest in the presence of God. As you prepare for the remainder of this day, spend a few minutes in silence, meditating on God's Word and your conversation with Him. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it speaks to us every time we open it. Would you give us a hunger and a thirst to learn more about you from your holy word? In Jesus' name, amen.